It's been a little over a year since Governor Patrick signed legislation authorizing the creation of up to 3 resort casinos and 1 slot parlor to operate in Massachusetts. But the Bay State is still a few years away from the first legal bet being placed. WBUR's Steve Brown has been monitoring the process of awarding casino licenses and joins us now in the studio. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob.
So what were the key developments this year from your point of view when it comes to casino gambling?
Well, first and foremost, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission got up and running. That had a start from scratch. Only the chairman, Steve Crosby, was on board as the first of this year. The rest of the commission, as well as the commission's support staff, had to be hired. They had to find some office space, and they had to begin drafting the rules that will govern how these casino licenses will be awarded. The commission has held about 40 public meetings since early this year and 7 educational forums. They've also begun holding what are called scope of licensing meetings with 11 potential developers. These meetings are the only opportunity that the developers get to meet face-to-face with the commission and the staff. So far, 4 of the developers have ponied up the $400,000 non-refundable application fee. Think of that as an ante into the poker game, so to speak. The idea is that those application fees should cover the administrative costs of running the commission.
Now, we know the legislature divided the state up into 3 zones, eastern Massachusetts, western Mass, and the southeastern portion of the state. The law states that only 1 resort casino will be located in each of those zones, and we know that there's a lot shaking out in all 3 of those zones. Tell us about it.
It's very different in each of the 3 districts. For starters, let's look at the Eastern District, otherwise known as Region 8. For much of the year, it looked as if Suffolk Downs in East Boston, which is partnered with Caesars Entertainment, was going to be the only major player vying for the license. Early on, Las Vegas mogul Steve Wynn had announced a partnership with Bob Kraft for a competing casino in Foxborough, which is also in Region A, but that partnership was short-lived. The question of a casino in Foxborough was never put on the ballot in that town, but Wynn got the message in the spring in the town election when voters there chose selectman candidates who were vehemently opposed to having a casino in town. A day or two after the election, Wynn announced that he was not going to go forward with that project there. Now, Gaming Commission Chairman Steve Crosby has indicated that he really wants to see competition for the licenses in all of the districts. He even urged some of the several developers out in the western part of the state to focus their gaze east. None of those developers did. However, late this year, we saw the return of Steve Wynn, who is expressing interest now in a spot of land along the Mystic River in Everett. We should see how that plays out over the next few months.
Let's talk about southeastern Mass. The Mashpee Wampanoag Indian Tribe has an advantage there for a license, but it's a question of how big the advantage is.
They do. It's anything but a sure bet. Earlier this year, things were going great for the tribe. The voters in Taunton approved a host community agreement. That's the first time that a community formally said yes to a casino in Massachusetts. The tribe and the Patrick administration agreed on a compact where the tribe would pay 21.5% of their gaming revenue to the state, and that's in exchange for exclusivity in the region. Then in October, the federal government rejected that compact, saying that the state's take was just too high. So the tribe and the state are now renegotiating the compact in the hopes of coming up with something more palatable to the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. In the meantime, one developer who wants to open a casino in New Bedford is still challenging the law that gives the tribe first dibs in the region. That's still pending in federal court. And just recently, the Gaming Commission began discussing some provisional rules, which should the tribal casino deal become derailed, the commission may want to start vetting other developers in the region so that they won't have to start from square one should the Wampanoag deal fall apart. But they've delayed putting those provisional rules into place until the spring.
All right, way out west, western Mass, a lot of activity, a lot of movement there.
That's where the most activity has been taking place. A lot of developers have their eyes on western Massachusetts. There are 2 competing proposals in the city of Springfield alone. Penn National and MGM are duking it out there. There had been a 3rd proposal from Ameristar Casinos, but they pulled out last month. Of course, Springfield isn't the only community in that region vying for a casino. The town of Palmer has been working with the Mohegan tribe for a couple of years to bring a casino there. And things were a bit confusing in the city of Holyoke. In 2011, a developer said they wanted to put a resort casino in that community. but voters there elected a new mayor who had campaigned on an anti-casino platform, and that pretty much killed the plan. About a month ago, that mayor, Alex Moore, said he was reconsidering his position and hinted that a casino might be good for the city. So there was a lot of casino activity going on there. But then there was a huge outcry from his supporters. So he went back to that original anti-casino position.
Talk about flip-flopping. Massachusetts authorized casino gambling to keep money from Bay State gamblers from going out of state, specifically to the two big casinos in eastern Connecticut. But other states are upping the ante as well, states that neighbor us.
That's right. There's talk of opening up a casino just over the border in Salem, New Hampshire, at Rockingham Park. There could be a non-binding referendum put before the voters there this coming spring. New York's laying the groundwork for seven casinos, and if they go online, those could cut into the casino in the western part of Massachusetts. There's also rumblings coming from south of the border in Rhode Island. That state's slots parlor, Twin Rivers, may soon be adding table games to that venue.
And just in the last couple of days, one of the big casinos in Connecticut, Foxwoods, announced that it's going to build a 75-store mall on its casino property to help keep Massachusetts gamblers going to that site instead of staying in Massachusetts when the casinos open here.
That's right.
Let's look at the timetable. When do you think the first casino will be opening here in Massachusetts?
Best estimate is sometime in 2016. The Mass Gaming Commission has set a deadline of January 15th, that's just a couple of weeks from now, for all applications to be handed in. The commission expects background checks to take between 6 to 9 months. Some developers will move on to a second phase of applications due in the fall of next year, and licenses will be awarded in February of 2014. So figure it'll take about 2 years to build the resorts. That puts us into 2016 for the first legal roll of the dice. Now, the commission has indicated, however, that they will issue the single slots-only license. That's part of the casino bill. They'll issue that license sometime before the end of 2013. So a slots-only parlor may be online much sooner.
And several competitors for that proposal.
There are a couple,
as well.
Yes, down in Plainville and Rainham, just to mention two right off the top.
Right,
of that.
And one right downtown in the city of Worcester, a new one just coming out in the last month or so. Much more to talk about on casino gambling and slots in the coming months. WBUR's Steve Brown will be following the story. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.